This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visited vaccine development sites Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. Their trips to North Carolina and Florida, respectively, come as the White House grapples with its most prominent virus case since the crisis began, and a nationwide spike in the outbreak that threatens to undermine an economic rebound. White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy. Thursday marks the sixth month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not. This refers to a political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities, adding that they have the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives hasn't changed. It also means leaders should find, isolate, test, and care for cases, and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was, in fact, under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the country strictly followed WHO's advice. More than 652,000 deaths have been recorded globally from COVID-19, more than 148,000 in the United States, and the number of global infections is now more than 16.4 million, also more than 4.2 million in the U.S. This is VOA News.